Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Tie Down Breakdown. It's your host, Hannah Mann. Last night in round 9, Haven Medjid finally broke the 2025 NFR ice and won his first go-round of the week, earning $36,668, bringing his total NFR earnings to $74,801. We actually talked to Haven a couple weeks before the final started for a podcast episode, but we have yet to bring it to you guys yet, so stay tuned for that one. In this episode, Haven talks about the struggles of getting to the 2025 NFR because of his back injury earlier in the summer, adjusting to the NFR without Lil Punch, and what Vegas is like as a soon-to-be dad. Another huge thanks to Equinity for bringing us all these NFR episodes. How's it feel to finally be in here?
Oh, feels amazing, honestly. It feels like it's been a grind to get back here, just mainly to the national finals, and hasn't been as good this week. I made a couple mistakes that cost me money. I haven't drawn the best, but it's all part of it. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Kind of talk about your journey. We've talked about it a lot, but kind of talk about your journey getting here and how it's been different this year than in years past.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it was tough. You know, I feel like usually I have the NFR made early in this year. I didn't have it made till the, you know, last week of the rodeo season. So it's awesome to finally get to be here. And it was a battle, and it's awesome to get to be here in front of all these amazing fans and get to compete with the best people in the world.
For sure. Walk me through tonight's run.
Oh, I drew a good calf, and honestly, I thought I tore the barrier down. I really didn't feel like I heard anybody yell till I had her flanked. Mm-hmm. You know, calf kind of come up the rope a little bit, which we knew she was going to. Just kind of moved around and flanked her and put a fast wrapping hooey on her and got done. You know, it was a great calf, and it's awesome to get to finally win around here. You know, felt like I was not going to get here.
Whenever I talked to Trent earlier, he said that your calf could be the spoiler tonight. I mean, what were you thinking whenever you saw the draw?
Oh, I was excited. You know, I didn't love her as much as a couple of them other calves that are faster, sharper handling, just for my horse. He's big and strong. Mm-hmm. I don't have a little punch here, so it's a little different, but that horse is big and strong, so I was just worried about trying to keep her standing. Honestly, I almost switched horses for this calf, but, you know, I'm just glad it finally worked out.
That's what I was about to ask you. How has this year been different, not having Lil Punch here and being on Smoke?
Oh, it's a different ball game. You know, I can't even fault Smoke. He's been amazing, but, you know, Punch just hits the ground a little faster. Smoke's so honest. He goes about a jump and then just really sucks back. You know, Punch hits that ground the second my rope's out of my hand and really makes it happen, so... Honestly, it sucks not having that horse here because, you know, I've won so much money here on that horse. And, you know, it just really makes you understand, like, without those horses, like, it's tough because, I mean, you're roping against the best guys in the world. And when you have the best horse that, you know, I'm not saying he's the best horse here, but he's my best horse in my barn. So it's awesome. It does suck when he's not here with me.
Right. To kind of talk about how Smoke has been this week.
Oh, honestly, I like I said, I can't really fault him this week. It's just different riding him. Mm-hmm. You know, we've drawn a couple calves that I really haven't liked, and there's a couple calves I run left that, you know, Punch moves a little bit more and doesn't snap them as hard, and Smoke snaps them a little too hard on a couple of them little softer ones that step left, and I felt like the one I misflanked, you know, if I had Punch, I would probably wouldn't have made that mistake. But, you know, it just goes back to, honestly, like I said, I can't pick him apart too much. He's been amazing.
How much of this money that you've won this week is going to diapers?
Probably all of it. Yeah, I'd say all of it, you know. I'm so excited to, you know, welcome a little boy. Honestly, it's an amazing – I always tell Shelby, I said, well, hopefully Punch gets healed up because he'll have a heck of a calf horse someday.
For sure. What are you guys doing to celebrate tonight?
Oh, I honestly, I don't know. We're kind of getting old, but, you know, Shelby's pregnant, no party bus, so, I mean, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm just excited to finally get to go over.
Maybe a nice steak dinner.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, Joby told me the other day, hey, it starts at 9:30 if you forgot. I was like, yeah, I do remember that. But he's like, it's at the South Point, too, if you forgot. And I was like, yeah, I'm trying to get there. But
yeah,
it's awesome. You know, it's a grind. Getting to rope against the best guys, and it's amazing to get to go there tonight.